Amen. 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 Come on, bring it up a little bit for me. Come on, come on, come on. Yes, yes, yes. Bless, bless, bless. Every time I hear this song, it does something to me. I want to hear it all the time. And if you ever want everything inside of me to move, if that comes on, it does it. Every single time. Why? Because I can think back over my life and see where I come from and understand that I am blessed regardless of what I'm facing, regardless of what tried to come in my life, regardless of what it looked like, seemed like, smelled like, I know I am blessed. You can tell me your opinion about me, but at the end of the day, I am blessed. You can bring forth rejection in my life, therefore, I'm still blessed. You can try to knock me, shake me, even break me, but guess what? I'm blessed. If I understand who God is and I know who He is, I'm blessed. Amen. 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 Just keep playing for me just a little bit. Man, I want to just say this before I get started because, like Bishop said, your life is going to change on today. And when he asked me to speak, I said, man, really? I said, I'm ready. I said, You think I'm ready to business? He said, you either ready or you're going to come and see me. I said, yeah, you know I'm ready. So I want to give it up for him for allowing me to have this opportunity. But most definitely, I want to give it up to God that came into my life and done what he's still doing, blessing me. Amen. I also want to give it up for God blessing me with the top of my life. Man, not my better half, but all of my halves, you know what I mean? Everything, she's my everything. So I thank God for the boss lady, man. I mean, I'm talking about somebody that have my back, I don't care what it is. And she understand my heart, she understand the vision of me and her, and I'm just so blessed to have her. Y'all just saw and y'all just heard what she's capable of. That's every single day, man. And I'm just blessed to have her in my life, and I'm blessed for her to have the parents that she have in order for her to be the way she is. So I'm double blessed, right? Man, I have a super, super, super woman of God in my life. I want to thank God for my kids. I want to thank God for my my kids. I just can't say it enough. My kids, man. My kids, my kids. My kids, man. Oh, my kids. They mine. They mine. The boss and I do what we do because they are ours. And I want to be a representation for God, but I also want to represent them. That's the reason why I wanted everybody to be in, because this is a meeting that I want family together. You know what I mean? That's okay, right? Also, my mom and my dad. Yeah. My number one fan. I mean, it's my time to speak. I got my own agenda, right? Woo! But I promise you, you're going to be blessed. Just let me have my time real quick. My mom and my dad. I don't say it enough, but y'all mine. Y'all mine. Man. My brother,
Man, my brother back there, man. Whoa!
My brother back there. Man, got my back. Just a few more. Some of you guys gonna be shocked. But it's okay. My sister, happy birthday. Happy birthday. This ain't no makeup for me not calling you or texting you on your birthday, but this is your moment right now. Yeah, I missed it, people. But let me tell you something. The enemy come to steal, kill, and to destroy. The internet verse is a conjunction. It says, but God come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The enemy come to distract you. The enemy come to bring you a thought. The enemy come to bring something in your life to allow you to think a certain way. But I'm here to tell you, if you take that breath of life, slow down your thinking, slow down your emotions, slow down your direction, and understand that same breath that God breathed in Adam's nostril and God Adam's body. Adam wasn't alive until God breathed the breath of life in him. Y'all understand that, right? With that same breath, if you take a deep breath and understand that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but the greater one live inside of you because he breathed in you, you will understand and recognize the tricks and the scheme of the enemy. Y'all follow me? So everybody take a deep breath. Now understand what life is. Because when you breathe out, now you really have true life. Now you really have true life. So, Letitia, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Two more people. And I'm finna move on. Two more people. Yeah. Darren. I told you some of you guys gonna be shocked. Darren. I was preparing my message and Darren sent me a message. And Darren didn't realize that what he sent me, that's what I was dealing with. That's the message and the direction that I was going. Darren sent me a message and I watched it. Yeah. Y'all men, y'all gonna get something on today. I promise you. So Darren, thank you for doing what you did. Thank you, bro. Cat. I sent Kat a text message this morning. I said, bro, you coming to church? He sent me thumbs up. I asked you that for a reason. Iron sharpen iron. You a man of God. And I need that man of God to be in my life around me when I'm doing important things. Do you feel me? That's why I asked, are you going to be here? You're important. You're important to God. You're important to your family. You're important to me. Never forget that. We don't do this enough, people. Amen? Amen? Now watch. Turn your faith ears on. How strong is your faith? Is your faith strong enough to be in his presence? How strong is your faith? Is your faith strong enough to be in his presence? Yes, I believe in God. But I don't know how I'm gonna pay my light bill. Yes, I believe in God. But I don't know how I'm and why and where I'm gonna get the money. Yes, I believe in God. But lack and defeat is in your mind. How strong is your faith? Is your faith strong enough to be in his presence? Because you do understand doubt and unbelief would never be in the presence of God. So how strong is your faith? We say we trust God. We say we believe in God, but how strong is your faith? If God tests your faith, would you even be in the same area, same room, face to face with him if it was possible? Because you do understand doubt and unbelief will not even be in the same presence of the Most High God. Are y'all following me?